Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to hour number two of the fastest 2 hours in talk radio. It's the Vinnie Eastwood Show, broadcasting live from New Zealand, the island change nation, in the sunny slave South Pacific that now has legalised gay marriage. The 13th, the luckiest country, the lucky country. And I wanted to talk about gay marriage as well. And here's the interesting thing about it. You can't even open up the debate without offending both sides. You notice that? If you say, I don't like gay marriage, then all of a sudden you're homophobic. If you're saying, I do like gay marriage, all of a sudden you're immoral. And you know, honestly, this is something that I don't know exactly where I stand on. This is something that I don't think actually frickin' matters. In the least. Somebody wants to get married, go and have married, you know. People used to do it back in the day all the time. You know, you find somebody who will marry you when you run away with a farmer's daughter, go right ahead. Why not if you marry with a farmer's son? I don't get it. And my friend Paul, he said gay marriage is a stupid thing. He's gay, and he says gay marriage is a stupid thing. Because he says something along the lines of, you know, two men getting married seems like the craziest idea in the world because, something along the lines of getting divorced and taking each other's money or something like that. You know, I thought it was quite funny. I can't remember exactly what he said, though. Probably just balls that one up. But, you know, I've talked to some people who are very, very anti-gay marriage. And they keep repeating themselves over and over and over and over and over and over and over again. It's wrong because it's unnatural. And a friend of mine, I think I might actually be able to give a demonstration for some of the YouTube listeners as well. A friend of mine was asked, you know, why do you disagree with homosexuality just in general? And he grabs a plug and he inserts the plug into it. And he says, that's why. Because there's a certain orifice that certain things are meant to be stuck into, and that's the end of the frickin' story. You know, and on a purely physical level, you know, he's right. However, on the other hand, homosexuality has existed for a long, long time. Apparently, Alexander the Great used to have boy lovers and what have you. So I honestly don't know. I don't understand the debate or the question fully, because I think in order to get the answers, you need to better understand the questions. Don't you think? There's a little bit of tentativeness, and I'm not very tentative at the best of times. You know, I normally just roll right in, guns blazing, chips fall where they may type of thing. But on this issue, it's very different for me because I'm unsure. Not because, and I'm not unsure because, oh, I worry about whether or not people will judge me on what I think or say, but because I don't know what I think or say about gay marriage. As far as I'm concerned, it's a misnomer. Doesn't matter. Does the structure and fabric of society change that people who were used to be illegal, like it used to be illegal in New Zealand to be gay? Right, you go to jail. You're a man who loves another man. Okay, you go to jail. And then they legalized that, and yet it was still illegal for them to get married because the church wanted to protect the sanctity of marriage while they raped small boys. Just think about that for a second. Then again, there's other things of a scientific nature to bring into play here. Apparently, there was some experiments with bovine estrogen. They gave, I think, injections or something along those lines. I don't know how exactly they did it. They allegedly gave a whole bunch of bovine estrogen to bulls, and those bulls turned gay and started presenting themselves to other bulls. Say, whoa, there's something strange going on here. What's BPA? Bisphenyl alanine. It's in almost everything. Like, in all the major printer inks, in lots of the plastics that we drink out of, or if you happen to be eating your food with a spork that's made out of plastic with the bisphenyl A in it. And then. So there's the other side of the debate, which is not talked about, I don't see, is how much chemical composition is responsible for some homosexuality. I had on, I think, Dr. Catherine Albrecht, don't quote me on that, and I asked her, what is the one thing that you generally do not talk about on your radio program to do with drugs? Okay, you know, the pharmaceutical drugs that they prescribe for everybody for this, that, and the other. And she says, point blank, how it turns people gay. And I was like, whoa, whoa, what are you talking about? Somebody takes an SSRI drug and suddenly they become gay? She goes, well, yeah, it happens. In many cases of men who are happily married go on these drugs, and after about a month or so, they leave their wife and they run off with another man. And then at a later point, they go off the drugs and suddenly they're straight again. And they really regret, and it's destroyed their lives. So that's interesting too, isn't it? Because there's a debate about whether or not homosexuality is a natural phenomenon. And I'm not 100% convinced that it's entirely natural or entirely artificial. I think it's something in between. But I don't have the evidence. Here's the thing. Somebody could say homosexuality is natural and so on and so forth, but they don't have the blood test with various levels of estrogen and so on and so forth. Like, how can you tell from a blood test whether or not somebody is gay? That would be something that would be of intense interest to me, because I'm interested in figuring stuff out. You know, it's not because I'm an anti-gay agenda or something like that. I've got gay friends. They can get married if they want to. Most of them don't want to because they think marriage will trap them. You know, it's freaking hilarious. And the other side of the coin is exactly what is the other agendas that are associated with this? Because you talk about the breakdown of society. By the New World Order, they want to destroy the family unit. Now, if you're gay, can you have a family? No, you can't. All right? Physically, it's not possible. So then you have the other elements that are brought into the equation, surrogacy or adoption and things of that nature. And then people, again, come up with this moral question. Is it moral to allow gay people to have this, that, and the other? Well, I think, well, it depends on the individual. If that particular person is a total douchebag, and this is how I judge it as well. I don't judge you by your sexuality or what you do behind closed doors. That's your freaking business. If you are, on the other hand, an actual bad person who actually does damage to other people and or their private property, then I've got a problem with you. Beyond that, no, not really. It's your freedom. But, you know, this debate ignites a lot of people. And I can understand perhaps why they get all up in arms over it. You know, the gay community got practically militant over the issue. And we had gay politicians pushing this policy. And then at the result of poll testings, 80-odd% of New Zealanders said, no, we don't want to legalize gay marriage. Government passes it anyway. So then I start thinking, the government's under the control of the New World Order, directly under the control of the New World Order, and nothing would come through without their stamp on it and their say-so. So is there some kind of hidden agenda? I'm not saying there is. I'm not saying I wish there was. All I'm saying is every single time the government that's controlled by the New World Order passes a law, it's not a good law. There hasn't been a good law passed in 100 years. Goodness knows how much further back than that. laws just seem to get worse and worse and worse. You know, back in the day, there was the Magna Carta of King John, guaranteed everybody their rights and liberties and private property and so on and so forth. That was the only law that you really needed. Even still through till this day, you don't really need any extra laws. And then people will argue and go, oh, well, it's a very different world today. It's like, no, it isn't. Not really. Human beings are still the same stupid, fracked up creatures that we always were, man. We're still trying to kill each other. We're still raping and pillaging and messing up the planet. What's so radically different? Right now we've got technology, you know, like somehow you've got a car and you've got to have specified laws for how much tread you can have on the tires and what its condition has to be in and what have you. See, I don't understand that either. Why exactly have we got so many rules here? Because, you know, it should be up to personal choice. Then again, you're putting people in danger, allegedly. Now, here's another thing. If something's putting people in danger, why do they make it illegal? All right, think about it. Is it illegal because it's dangerous, or is it dangerous because it's illegal? You know, like smoking weed, for example. Somebody's smoking a joint, cop comes up to them, busts them, puts them down on the ground, knee in their back, handcuffs on, cuts into their wrists, takes them into the police station, laughs at them, beats them up in the cells, takes their fingerprints, takes their DNA sample, throws them in the cells for a couple of hours, and then lets them out. And then he's got to go to court the next week or something or whatever. So he's got to tell his boss, look, I'm a criminal, I was caught smoking pot. And then you've got to go into court, and then you've got to hope that there's some kind of a judge there who will be slightly more lenient on you than perhaps another judge. Then you've got to pay some frickin' high fancy lawyer $1,700 for just turning up twice and just going, yep, we're pleading guilty. Okay? What caused more damage? If he'd just been left to smoke his joint, he would have gone home happy and probably had a nice sleep. Maybe a little bit of it with maybe a funky dream. See, again, this ignites the debate, as it were. Is there something wrong with gay marriage? We've already had civil unions. People didn't seem too up in arms at that. And yet there's, I think it might be partly religious. Do you think? Because if you're thinking about this, right, really, really thinking about it, it's the sacred bond of man and woman that defines a marriage, isn't it? Right? Is that what we're being told? And what's the sacred bond between priest and choir boy got to do with that? So there's inherent hypocrisy. And I wonder if there's hypocrisy on both sides and whether or not there's any even point in the debate of gay marriage whatsoever. Who freaking cares? They can do what they want. I can get married to who I want. So can my missus. So can you. And yet somehow we need a law passed in order to give people this basic, simple, obvious freedom. You know, because they want some piece of paper that registers them as a married couple in the documents so that they can be registered with the government or something like that. That's what people want. I don't get it. And on the other hand, I heard that if you are married and you got a registered marriage certificate and what have you, it gives the state custody of your children if they choose it. You know that? I don't know if that's true, but it sounds about right. Why would they get you to sign a document or something like that when you're just expressing your love for each other if there wasn't something in it for them? Maybe. The gay marriage thing actually works against homosexual people. Maybe it's an elaborate scheme by the government to steal all their resources and any children they may have fathered or mothered out of previous relationships or something of that nature. I don't know. But the point is, mate, there's been a huge debate over this. It has eclipsed everything except the Boston bombing, of course. I do consider that this is a difficult topic for some people. And I see people get angry over the very mention of any positive leanings towards gay marriage as well. It's really divided people, hasn't it? That's intensely interesting to me. And I want to know why. I want to know why, because I don't like having things that are out there that are in front of your face every day that I don't comprehend. I don't know why gay people are gay. I don't know why the government is passing the Gay Marriage Amendment Bill. I don't know why it was illegal to be gay in the first place, or why it was not lawful for gay people to be married. I don't know. And because I don't know, I can't form a really, really much of an opinion on it. And yet, most people have formed an opinion on it, despite the fact that they're in the same position of, I don't freaking know, as me. Am I the only one that says something weird about this? That there's something else going on? That things perhaps need to be a bit more cleared up for people before they make decisions? You know? Maybe it's the correct decision. Maybe it's the wrong decision. Who freaking knows? Nobody knows. And nobody's even attempting to get into the debate, because everybody gets ticked off with you and starts yelling and screaming, you're a gay supporter, oh my God, or you're homophobic. And, you know, this reverts back to my old philosophy. If a debate has been raging for a long time and neither side has emerged as the clear and obvious winner based on evidence, it means both of them are probably wrong and don't know what they're talking about. So I bet both the gay and the straight people have no idea what they're talking about. And yet we're all going to have to abide by the laws anyway. We'll be right back.